Sorry, I wasn't paying attention, though. I was actually looking at a book that's absolutely fascinating here. It's called The Measure of America. It's something like liner notes for the American political campaign right now, and it's based on the premise of measuring country-to-country comparisons that the United Nations does, called the Human Development Index. It's a way of creating comparisons country-to-country that allow the United Nations to better track development and deficiencies and competition between nations. But three authors decided that this was a good strategy for actually taking a look at the United States, and so Sarah Bird Sharps and two co-authors came up with The Measure of America, the American Human Development Report. And Sarah Bird Sharps joins us from Washington, D.C. Sarah, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks very much for having me.
You know, what does this Human Development Index bring to our understanding of America as you started to take a look at the United States using these UN-based criteria?
Basically, we are measuring three things that Americans care deeply about, health, education, and income. And it's quite a simple index. Using the life expectancy, we measure health, you know, everybody's ability to live a long and healthy life. For education, we're just measuring your degree attainment as well as enrollment. And for income, we're simply measuring median earnings, the earnings you get from your labor. And the point of doing this is to try to bring sort of some more nonpartisan, balanced discussion to the debate going on right now about these critical issues in the U.S.
And you break it down by congressional district as well as state, and you can make some very, very interesting comparisons, even from subway stop to subway stop here in New York. Tell us about some of the interesting comparative facts that sort of came out as you began to look at this.
Sure. In the index, we ranked every state in the U.S. from 1 to 50, every congressional district from 1 to 436, and we also ranked the major ethnic groups in the U.S. And I can give you some findings that I think really surprised us and that we hope will generate some debate about why things are so uneven. There's a district in Colorado where about just under 5% of adults don't have a high school diploma or equivalency. On the other hand, there's a district in urban Houston, Texas, where nearly half of the people, adults, don't have have dropped out of high school and have no equivalency.
Wow.
That rate is about what the U.S. had on average a half a century ago.
I mean, one of the conclusions from reading this book is that the United States really should not be quite so self-satisfied about its progress in the raw measures, you know, economy per capita income, that ostensibly put us on the top of the heap. In many measures, we're actually not at all.
Yeah, we have a tendency, I think, to rely too heavily on economic indicators. How are we doing on consumption, on inflation, on employment, et cetera? Those are important, but they don't give you the full picture of how people are faring. And if you look, for instance, at, you know, Asian Americans have a lifespan of about an average of about 86 years. On the other hand, African Americans have a lifespan of about 73 years. That's where the country was on average in the late 1970s. So what we're trying to say is, yeah, it's important to measure, you know, consumer price index, inflation, things that we measure every hour. But we actually measure things, for instance, like infant mortality rate every 10 years.
Hmm. What do you hope candidates would do, John McCain, Barack Obama, with this information as we get into the presidential debate between now and November?
We're hoping that they'll use this to focus a bit more on how people are doing in the country, about which groups are falling behind or stalled, which groups are surging ahead, and why. We're also hoping that they'll realize, and you know, one of the things that we talk about in the report is how in the past we've had bold leadership on policies such as the GI Bill or Medicare or Social Security that have significantly reduced helped the people who are falling behind, reduced poverty in this country, et cetera. And we're hoping that bold leadership again will address some of the challenges we face. And one of them we talk a lot about is health care. We spend about $230 million every hour on healthcare in the United States, and yet we have less long lifespans than all Western European countries and virtually every Scandinavian country.
And in this book, you can discover 78% of American citizens are uninsured, 71% work full-time. That's a terrible disparity. Sarah Bird Sharps, thanks so much for joining us.
And thanks for having me.
You know, I think of this book, The Measure of America, as kind of the liner notes for the election, broken down by congressional district and state. The Human Development Index is applied to the United States.